The nice thing is, this journey that we're on in this physical creation is just a very short time of our experience. It seems like it goes on and on and on forever. And as long as you're in this world, and this is the world you know and believe to be true, it does go on and on forever. It goes on day by day, hour by hour, breath by breath, lifetime by lifetime, and it seems like it is forever, unending. But the nice thing is, I know that there was a beginning of time where your soul entered into time, entered into these realms of time and space. And I know that there is an ending to that, where you leave the realms of time and space. And that journey, even though it seems like it's so long while you're in it, is just but something so short, so minute in the existence of all of creation, in the existence of your beingness, and in the real journey that you as soul, as a child of God, are on. That's the amazing thing to be aware of, that you are a child of God. And that God is in the midst of all of your experiences, your pain, your joy, your sorrow, your gratitude, everything. God is right there in the midst of it all, walking with you in it all, because it is you, the soul, that is God experiencing. But it's you, the mind, that believes that it is limited, believes that it is separated, believes that it's never going to get there, believes it's unworthy. And even after you leave this physical form, as an initiate, as one who is meditating, or just one who has been living life in the world, there is yet more to experience. The thing that is different as an initiate is that the experience and the opportunity of experience is very different from one who is not initiated. It doesn't mean that they're special. It just means that they are more awake, aware of the truth of who they are because of the practice that they have been living and the anchoring of the Holy Spirit, that action of grace that has been placed with them in the initiation that does the awakening, that does the stirring, that does the calling, that does the pulling of the soul to get it to sit down, to get it to meditate, to take responsibility for the thoughts and the feelings and the actions and the reactions of this life. And it is through that practice of meditation and through initiation that the soul has opportunity to liberate itself from this creation once and for all, to be complete here and to be done here and to go on home. And it is for the teachers to be the one to share that with you, to demonstrate that to you, to inspire you, to keep you motivated so that you do sit down, you do meditate, you do keep God first, you do put loving in all things that you do. You love everything about yourself. You love everything about everybody else. You love this creation and you love the creations you're moving into. And in loving it all becomes one, loving and God. It's very interesting for me as one doing my part with all of that to really be able to witness the blessing of one who has been doing the meditation. To be able to witness that they, in not even knowing for sure, is this working? Is this true? Is this happening? Yeah, I've seen the light. I've seen this. I've experienced that. I've heard that. But what does it really mean? What does it all add up to, really? Is my soul getting liberated? Is there a soul? I get to witness the truth of it and to be able to share the truth of it with you in this way. If something stirred in you as I shared about this, that's because something inside of you knows it's true, knows that it's true for him, and know that it's true for you. Because you and him are no different. You and I are no different. We're all on a wonderful journey. And it's a journey of experience. And we're all at different points of that journey. And so our experiences are maybe a little bit different at those different places we're in the journey on. But they all add up to one thing. And that is God is coming awake in us. Where we are right now, God is waking up. Where we are right now, the God in you is coming awake into the greater truth of itself, knowing I and the Father are one, knowing that I am a child of God, knowing that I am returning home from which I came, that there is nothing that separates me from the divine, except what I allow myself to believe. So the key here is not to focus on anything other than God. Don't focus on incompletes. Don't focus on what I have to do. Don't burden yourself with anything. It was also interesting, as we were going up, we went by several people that he had known in this lifetime, a couple of family members. You know how you're supposed to meet up with your family members when you die and all this? Well, they were there waiting for him, a couple of friends and some family members. And it was very quickly after he left the body and we started on the journey that there they were. And they were coming over closer and closer and reaching out to take his hand. And, oh, welcome. Oh, we're so glad you're here. And he started to look over and I says, God first, keep God first. Don't look anywhere but to God. He goes, but, I said, nope, God first. We'll do that later if need be. Do this now. And off we kept going. And we went by them very quickly. And it was very interesting because we were there and gone just like that in their consciousness. And they had no idea where he went. They had no idea other than, well, he was here for a minute. Where'd he go? And it left them in a state of bewilderment because they thought the way so many people are taught that when we die, we meet up with our family, we live eternally in oneness with our family members and loving and joy and peace and gratitude, whatever. And he was gone. Where did he go? He's not going to join us? Oh, maybe he went to hell. Well, that was a residual energy that I could hear down below. Maybe he wasn't worthy of being here. And at that point, I could feel the energy come up and try to catch on to all that he was collecting of himself to pull him back down. That he needed to go down, this sense of responsibility. He better go down and demonstrate to them, no, I didn't go to hell. I'm okay. I'm going to God. I'm all right. Don't worry about me. Fortunately, he didn't catch wind of that. And we just kept going higher. And that's what the teacher does. The teacher is there to assist you on this journey to make sure that you stay present. That you get as high as you can go. And if at all possible, to get you liberated in this lifetime so that you do not have to come back down on this level or any level of this creation to have experience here, that it's done. That the debt is paid. And that you are complete here. The more you do your meditation, the more you put God first, the easier it is for the teacher to take you up. That was a pretty easy journey home, really. All I ever had to do was keep reminding him, no, no, keep God first. He knew what the river was like. He knew the movement of the sound current. He knew the sound of the sound current. He knew the light of the sound current. And he kept referencing back into that and just going with me in that current. Going, going, going. And I wasn't a foreign agent to him on those levels. I was a companion with him. He had experienced me in his meditations. He had experienced me in his dream state before. So he was familiar with me being present with him. And that's why he called out to me when he took his last breath. Now, what it was like where he left the physical body, I don't know. I don't know if he was in a hospital, in his bed, by himself, or with a group of people. I don't know if he's said my name out loud or just inside. I have no idea. But I do know that he did say my name, and that called me forward. Now, when I say that he said my name, I have to say one thing. I don't know if he said Jim Gordon or if he said the name of God given in initiation. Because in spirit, it's one. My name and the name of God is one. And that's who we all are. Ultimately, your name is the name of God. That's your name. Just as when I was a child, everyone had the same face, the face of the beloved. You all have the same name, the name of God, that is the name of your soul. So whether he called out the name given to him at initiation or whether he called out my physical birth name in this lifetime, I don't know. But I know that when he said the name, whatever it might have been, that called me present to assist him. That's also a key at the time of transition. That's why you want to become a living prayer. That's why you want to sit in meditation and hold a concentrated focus on that name of God and speak it over and over and over and build the power of the name up. Build the power of the name up. The power of the name is the Holy Spirit. The power of the name is the grace. The power of the name is the audible life stream that returns the soul home. And it's us connecting into that power that returns us home at that last breath, if not before. And so by building that name up as he did in meditation over and over and over as much as he did, and living it as we've talked about it, during the time he was driving, he would say the name of God. During the time at work when people were chattering about stuff, he would be saying the name of God inside and not giving a lot of attention to what they were saying. And that is the grace that allowed us to take him all the way up and not let these things burden him and carry him down. It's because the name of God was something that was living in him. Not just in his meditation time, but all the time. And that's the grace that will allow the soul to rise above all these things and for them just to drop away, to become neutralized in the experience of returning home, so that there's nothing left for the Lord of this creation to point out to you and say, wait a minute, you owe me for that. You said you wanted to get that done. What about that that's hanging around you? Incomplete. Come on back. I only let A-plus students graduate. So the key is to become the true living word yourself, to become the living initiate, not just be an initiate, one who's received the name of God, one who has meditated over a period of time as you found the time to do, but to become a true living initiate. And in that way, the word lives in you. And it is that word then that will carry you home to God. That is the grace. That is the action. And that is not just doing it in meditation, but doing it every given moment that you have the opportunity to do so. Become the living prayer. When you're driving down the street, chant the name of God. When you're walking through the halls of a building, chant the name of God inside. Whenever you have a free moment, focus your attention on God in some way so that God is present in all things. Invite God in. Invite God into all that you do so that God truly is with you in every experience of every moment of every day. So that when that day comes and you take your last breath, guess who's there? God. And God comes and takes your hand and says, well, let's go. Don't look back. Don't think about those things. Don't dwell on that. Just put yourself on God and let's go home. Chant the name of God. Listen to the name of God chanting you, inside of you, chanting you, living in you. Move with this river of loving and let's go home. Let go of those things that you thought you were still responsible for, that you didn't complete. Let's go home. That's all God wants. God wants his children to come home. God is ever calling his children home. But it's up to us to respond. I can remember when I was a kid and being outside playing, and all of a sudden you'd hear down the street somebody calling the name of one of the kids playing, and they'd just ignore it. Unless it was dinner. Then they'd go. But if it was later in the evening and it meant, come home now, it's time to go to bed, they'd just ignore it. They couldn't hear it. Couldn't hear Mom. Sorry, I didn't come home early. Didn't hear you. Didn't hear you calling me. What we want to do is we want to ever be attentive to one thing. Not to the world, not to the play of the world, not to the fun of the world, not to the games of the world. We want to be attentive to our Creator, our parent, who is calling out the door. Come home. Come on home. Hey, time to come home. Not to go to sleep, but to wake up. Wake up and come home. And the only way we can become aware of that is to become still. To become still inside. To become silent inside. To become focused inside. In such a way that we're not aware of the elements of mind or emotion or imagination or body yelling at us, speaking to us, calling us present to them. But being aware of God calling the soul home. That's the key here. That's what meditation is about. Meditation is about letting go of all those elements of this creation that we have identified as us. Letting go of all that and realizing, nope, that's not me either. Nope, that's not me. And connecting and waking up into the knowing of who me is then. Who am I really? And at that place, then listening to that still small voice. Come home. I'm up here. I'm right here. Take my hand. Let's go. Come on. And it's amazing. In meditation, you think the voice, the sound current is getting louder and louder. So you must be getting closer and closer. But in truth, it never changes. It doesn't really get louder. All that is happening is you're becoming more attentive to the level where the voice is being spoke, where it's being shared. You're just becoming more aware. You're letting go of all those things that have distracted you. And you're beginning to listen and know and hear that voice more clearly, more loudly, if you will, than before. And so in your meditation, if you see the purple, the blue, the white, or the gold, hold to that. Relax into that. Let go into that movement of spirit, because it is a movement of the Holy Spirit. If you hear the inner sounds, the conch shell, the whirring of a generator, as I say, as it begins to come alive inside of you. If you hear the tinkling of bells, the call of the birds, the choir of angels, the harp, the flute, or whatever it might be, pay attention to that. Just relax into that. Now, the key is very interesting here. We say to hold a focus and to go to that which you see or what you hear inside. But it's amazing. The moment you hear a sound, you go, oh, what was that? Where was that? I got to go back into that. It's like you push it away, or it's gone all of a sudden. Just because you became aware of it, now where did it go? I heard you. Okay, where'd you go? Come back. And all of a sudden, you're trying to get back into it. It's really relax. It really is just relax and be with it. Be in it and allow it to come to you. Allow it to engulf you, to begin to carry you home. You do nothing but love God, and then let the loving of God do the rest. It's that simple. So if you found in your meditation that there have been times where you have seen the light or you have heard the inner sound of God's voice calling in these many different ways, and all of a sudden it was gone, no, one, you're waking up. You're seeing and you're hearing. And no, two, all you have to do is let go and let God. All you have to do is relax into God's loving arms. Let God lift you now. Let God do the rest. And you just be in loving with God. Don't tense up. Don't struggle. Don't try to get back into it. Just relax into it. Just be into it. And then the journey continues as it always will. The moment that your soul was created, the Lord of the soul realm who created your soul, who is the perfect aspect of the living Lord, and is the creative action of God into all manifestation, including soul, mark your soul so that God could be aware of God's experiences. That mark is not just a mark. It's not just a little check mark or a little squiggle or a little design. It really is something more than that. It's a connection. It's God's way of staying present with every part of God that has gone into creation to have experience. It's a way for God to ever be aware of what you, God, are experiencing, where you are on the journey, so that when that time comes that you have completed the journey here, God in you can begin a different part of the journey, which is returning back from which it came. Now, where did you come from? You came from the Lord God, creator of all souls, at the very top of the soul realm. So where are you going to go? You're going to go back to the Lord God, creator of all souls, at the top of the soul realm. That's what Brian and I are here to assist you in, to bring you back to the Lord. From which you came, so shall you return. And that mark is the way by which the teacher knows those that they are to bring back. And that mark is the way by which God can connect into you to begin to stir you awake on a different part of your journey. No longer are you going to be focusing down and out. Boy, all of a sudden the down and outward movement, the downward and outward action, the things of this world and creations get boring, get tiring, and you begin to just want to let go of them somehow. You're not interested anymore. They don't attract you. They don't draw you. Because now you're being drawn inward, inward, and upward. And it's just the change of the frequency that takes place with the activation of that mark that begins to draw the soul home. The journey here is complete. Let's go home. And what's amazing is the timing of it all. The movement of it all. The action that is taking place in it all. There's no coincidences in life. Everything is laid out by the Lord. Everything, everything, everything. Down to even a sneeze. Everything is laid out. It's an amazing process if you could truly witness the blueprint of existence, the blueprint of a journey, and to realize that everything is experience, everything. Every breath, every time you open and close your eyes at the physical level, everything is all laid out. So what is there for you to do but to just continue doing the experience? To do whatever is laid out on this line of destiny for you. But realize that in the midst of this line of destiny that seems so set and so hard and so rigid sometimes for some of us, that in the midst of all that is the threat of grace. The threat of grace that is moving with us in that. And realize that all those things, all those unlearned lessons that you now find yourself burdened by, challenged by, in difficulty with, that you have heard, well, because in the last lifetime or the time before that, you didn't complete this, you didn't get this done, you didn't learn it all, so now it's come into this lifetime to be complete. Get it done. Realize that God laid that all out. God said, okay, well, we'll learn about the power of creativity in this area up to this point, and then we'll call that done for that lifetime, and in the next time, we'll take it up from there and we'll continue on and we're going to learn all the different qualities, all the different characteristics of creation and the creativity and the loving of that particular aspect of expression until that is complete. Then you can look and go, oh my God, this is just all laid out by God. I didn't make any mistakes. I didn't goof. I didn't foul up. God laid it all out so long ago that the moment God breathed the life into your essence, into your beingness, which is the light of your soul that was breathed into you, everything was in that breath. Everything was in that mark as to how your journey was to take place. So it's all perfect. You've done nothing wrong. You've made no mistakes. Every step on this way that you have walked in this lifetime and others is perfect, is exactly what God wanted for God to experience in you, through you, as soul. Then look and see that what's going on here right now is perfect. This is what God wanted of the soul in this experience, in this lifetime, so that you could come complete. And it's perfect that we are here now together, on this journey together, Brian and I walking with you as an outer example of the inner truth, that the Lord is with you, fear not. The Lord is with you in loving, in caring, in moving with you towards fulfillment. If that's true, then all you have to do is one thing. Love God. Love God that's in you. Love God that's on this journey that is you, on this journey. Love the journey that God is on. Love the experiences. Love the opportunities. And love all the other God parts that are walking in this journey with you, as your teacher, as your student, as your companion. Love it all. And as loving God in all of it, it all transforms into something quite wondrous. That at the last breath, if not before, you will truly understand. That I know. And it's interesting. I've been with souls who haven't been initiated in the physical this lifetime, but that have been initiated in the body in another lifetime, but didn't take it this lifetime or didn't have the opportunity or it wasn't destined for them. But at their last breath, they had completed what they were to do. They were done. And even those got to go home. Sometimes it's a little more challenging to get them there because they're not quite sure because they don't have in them yet the awareness of what it is I'm there doing. Why am I here all of a sudden? Who are you? Why are you here? What does God want? But it still happens just the same. Sometimes it's not the rush of the river carrying the soul home. Sometimes it's just this gradual movement of the river carrying the soul home. But the nice thing is, the Holy Spirit takes their hand and goes with them the rest of the way, never letting them look right or left or backward, but ever keeping them present and focused on the forward movement, on God. And eventually on that journey, when I say eventually, it happens so quick you wouldn't believe it. But for them in that time, it seems like it's a gradual process. There's all of a sudden a moment where they do become aware, oh my God, that's right. And that's all that needs to take place. And in that statement of, oh my God, that's right, maybe they're remembering, I am a child of God. Or maybe they're remembering, oh, I am an initiate. Or maybe they're remembering, I am going home to God. But whatever that is in that moment that they remember, that comes present in them, is what allows them to just journey home very quickly then. The reason being, there's nothing here left for them. And all of a sudden, it's like the spring breaks that's been holding with tension their soul in suspension here. The spring breaks, and off they go, just that quick. When there's nothing here holding you here, you do go that quick. That's detachment. Be detached now so that the Holy Spirit doesn't have to work on helping you to detach when you leave the physical form for the last time. Be detached. You can love it all. You can care for it all. You can want it all and have it all. But be detached. Don't make that your God. Don't make that everything so important to you that when you leave, you have to look back and make sure, well, are they dispersing it properly? Wait a minute, I didn't want that car to go to them. You don't even care. You don't even remember that you had all those things. You just know, I am a child of God and I am going home. Here I come, Lord, ready or not. And believe me, the one thing I know is God is ever ready for you to come home. That's the one thing I know. And that's why Brian and I are here. Because God is ever ready. God is ever ready for you to come home. It's up to you to do your part in order for that to happen. Your part is to love God. Your part is to have God first. Your part is to sit down every day and chant that name of God, whether it be for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, all day long, whatever it might be, is to build the power of the name up. That creates the vulnerability inside of you where the grace can begin to live in you, the audible life stream can begin to come alive in you, and you begin to become alive in it, so that you do begin the journey. Whether you're conscious of it in this lifetime or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is you're creating the space by which God can live in you and you live in God. So that when you do that, take that last breath, guess what? God is there. God is saying, come home. God is taking your hand and going, you're going nowhere but home now. You're done here. And you're not going back. That's who we are. All of us. We are souls on the journey home. And we're not coming back here when we leave here. If I have anything to say about it. But I don't. You do. The God in you does. The God in me is just here to ever keep you focused, so that we can all get this done. We can all be complete. We all can go home and live there in the joy, in the wonder, in the loving that is present for us there. It's there right now, and we're there right now. We're in the heart of God right now. All I want you to do is to wake up and to know that here, right now. It makes life a lot easier when you really know who you are, and that you're living that more and more every day. Then the little obstacles of the world are just little obstacles of the world, and they're not major mountains that you have to climb over. So it was an interesting morning to hear my name called out and to take that journey with him. And it was so quick. For him, it probably seemed like it was taking forever because this stuff was weighing him down and he wasn't sure how to let go of it. And I have to admit, at one point, I wasn't sure he was going to be willing to let go of it because he had such a sense of responsibility and burden. But finally, he let go by just keeping his focus on God first. So if ever we show up in your dreams, in your meditation, or at the moment of your last breath, and we take your hand, and we keep telling you, no, keep looking forward, just keep coming forward, just keep moving with me, feel that movement of the love, feel that river of loving, see that light calling us forward, let's go, keep moving. Go with it. Wake up and chant that name of God inside. Do it now, do it every day, and do it at that last moment that you take the breath of life for the last time in this form and take a hold of the hand of true life when you leave this form to continue that journey to completion. I do know one thing. The journey is done. But somehow, we've got to work with you, assist you in believing the journey is done, and that you're just living a wonderful dream. Yeah, right. This is a wonderful dream. Yep, it's a wonderful dream. That God is just a dream. And all we have to do is wake up. If I did nothing more than to share this today, and from here on, just every day that we get together, just sit here for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and go, wake up, wake up, wake up, you'd get it that way too. If you had the patience to come and listen to that every day that we came together. Until finally it came alive in you. Because in truth, everything that we share ultimately carries one frequency in it. that frequency of the audible life stream that is God calling you home. And in the midst of that frequency is the element of God saying, hey, wake up. Okay, you've been asleep now. You've had a good dream. Wake up. Come on. Time to do more. Just like with a teenager who keeps rolling over and going back to sleep. Stop it. Don't roll over and go back to sleep. Wake up. Wake up and meditate. Wake up and do life responsibly, lovingly, caringly, fulfilling everything. Wake up and don't go back to sleep. And I guess that's it.
Touché.
All right. Well, have a good week. Remember, if you'd like to, Randy will be here Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 doing a CD or tape seminar here, and just to keep the energy alive for people. And if you know people that might be interested in learning about ILM and can't make it Sundays, well, that's a good place to come and share and talk with Randy about it as well. All right. Thank you all, and we'll see you next Sunday, if not before.